Blog Talk Radio. Shalom and hello, everybody, and welcome to the Purpose Gospel Radio. And I'm your host, Dr. Pastor Ken, and I have Tony F. standing by Aerogate with an opening prayer and a statement.
Evening, all. Welcome to Tuesday night. We hope it's been well since last we were together, and we hope that we can bring joy to the lives of those who gather here tonight to hear His Word. May they find guidance in what they hear, learn tonight, that Kenneth reach all of those who come together for this blessed event. Amen, in your name. Now I'd like to make a statement. Here at God Rainbow's Ministry, our only want is to spread the Word of God. Nothing more, nothing less. Get His Word out to as many people as we can. Now, the words you hear sometimes on our show, they're not original statements, of course not. When you read from the Bible and spread His Word, is that an original statement to you? No, it's not. So, sometimes you will hear things that you can connect to other people, but we're only sharing His Word through their voice. That's what we're here for. So, we hope that's good with y'all, but just remember, everything we do here is simply to get His Word to your ear, out of your mouth, and into somebody else's. Because the more you learn, the more you share.
Amen.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much, Tony. That was wonderful. Amen. Yes, a good point to get across. Amen. Well, I've got something new for you guys. Okay, I've got some underground Christian music I've never played. Okay? And we're going to play that tonight. Okay? To be different. Okay? Here we go.
I'm going inside. Thank you.
I'm playing some new music I never played before, some underground Christian. Okay? I hope you enjoyed it. Okay? For our praise and worship part of the show. Okay, now we're going to get into the message. Okay? It's a devotional. It's called Loving the Church. And I got parts of this through, okay, First 15. Okay, it's a site. Okay, and it's really a good site if you ever get a chance to you want to hear devotionals, you want to, you know, because that's what they do. They play devotionals, okay, on a podcast. Okay, so okay. Sit back and listen to this and tell me what you think. See, loving others is one of the most important and difficult commands that Jesus gave us. See, we are messy, broken, needy, and sinful people. We constantly deal with our own wounds and those of others. Because there is no perfect person, the foundation for loving others must be based outside the merit or worth of others. The foundation for love must come from God, who is love. As believers, we must be constantly tapped into the love and grace of our Heavenly Father so that we can love others selflessly and powerfully. May you receive the love of your Father and be empowered to love others this week as we look to grow in our obedience of Jesus' command to love people. See, the words of Jesus in Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 radically change the way God's people are to relate to Him. Scripture says, "Pray then like this, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name." Okay, through Jesus, we now come before God as a child. And because God is our Father, fellow believers are now a spiritual family. All the disciples of Jesus are brothers and sisters. And the church is now a spiritual family reunion designed to be centered around the love and goodness of our Father. In 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 says, "See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. We have been brought into a fellowship with one another because God loves us. You see, we are children of God because He longs to have the relationship of a Father and His children with us. In fact, God created the family unit to be an earthly reflection of God's heavenly family." You see, and Scripture is clear that it's incredibly important that God's children love one another. In Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 to 15 says, "Put on then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved," excuse me, "compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing one another, and if one has complaint against another, forgiving each other as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body." See, for the church to work as one body, its members must commit to loving one another as Christ has loved us. Church requires selfless acts of grace, love, honor, and respect. It requires sacrificial commitment, but the result and glorious union found and fueled by the depth of God's love. And the world will come to join our family as we are increasingly love one another. Jesus said in John chapter 13, verse 35, "By this all people we know that you are my disciples, if you have to love one another." See, the world isn't enticed by rules and regulations. And it surely isn't enticed with drama, quarreling, bickering, slander, and division. The world needs real love, loving relationship with God and His family. And the world needs love. Okay? So may you be a child of God, committed to the people of God. May you receive and give the grace of your Heavenly Father to all those He has brought into your spiritual family. And may you love your brothers and sisters in Christ so that the world might know that the love of the Father when He sees it in you. Allow God to fill and empower you to love the church well as you enter into guided prayer. So firstly, meditate on God's desire for you to sacrificially love the church. Love one another, brotherly affection, outdo one another in showing honor. That's Romans chapter 12, verse 10. And okay, I do not ask for these only, but also for those who will believe in me through the word, that they may all be one, just as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, and they also may be in us, so the world may believe that you have sent me. That's John chapter 17, verses 20 to 21. Secondly, reflect on your heart for the church. Allow God to fill you with a greater desire to love others in the family of God. Repent for any ways in which you have made church about anything other than loving God and his children. And lastly, thirdly, ask God to empower you to sacrificially love others in your church. Ask him to fill you with the grace and love for his children. Spend time resting in his presence and taking note of his heart for his people. Allow his heart for the church to become your heart. So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of household of God, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets. See, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone in whom the whole structure being joined together grows into a holy temple in the Lord. And in him you also being built together into a dwelling place for God by the Spirit. God has placed within you a love that can change the trajectory of human lives. May loving others increasingly become a natural extension of your relationship with God. May you be filled with his heart for others daily as you spend time with him. And may he use you in a powerful ways to bring his kingdom to earth everywhere you go. I highly suggest reading Ephesians chapter 2. It'll bring this devotional more into light. Amen. Okay. Now let us get down to the most important question at all. And that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? You see, if you do not, that is okay. Because in a moment, I'm going to give you a chance to. But let me ask you, are you tired of walking through life aimlessly in life? Okay, you can't hold your head up high. Okay, you no longer have any joy or happiness in your life. Okay, maybe you're lost but needing to be found. Okay, or maybe you suffer from depression. Okay, or some kind of anxiety, or even something worse, maybe something like an addiction, such as to alcohol, drugs. Okay, overeating, gambling, sexual immorality, gaming, internet. Whatever it may be, see, the Lord can take that away. But in order for him to do so, guess what, folks? He's got to know you. If he doesn't know you, how can he do anything for you? So let me ask you, are you ready to commit yourself to the Lord Jesus Christ? Okay, are you ready to be saved? If so, please say this simple prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. Well, if you just said this simple little prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministries want to welcome you to the family of the Lord, and we want to say may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. Amen. Now, you know, we normally ask people to call in when we do an altar call, okay? But you know what? You don't have to call in. Okay, you don't have to, okay, because you know you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ tonight, and the Lord knows that you accepted him, okay? I mean, we would like you to call, okay? Area code 657-383-1487, okay, and press the 1 key. Let me say that again, 383-657-1487, and press the 1 key. But you don't have to, okay? But if you do, I just want you to know that if I get a caller that says they accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as a personal Lord and Savior tonight, that may trickle in 10 more. That 10 more may trickle 100. That 100 may trickle 1,000. You just don't know, okay? I mean, right now, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, all the angels, and everyone in heaven is rejoicing that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. Amen. So, let's get into playing some more music, okay? Let's see here. Okay, I'm going to continue on with the Christian Underground. Here we go. Thank you.
What has died in me?
Amen. Well, hello, Pastor Wanda. How you doing this evening? Pastor Wanda. Hello.
Hello, Pastor.
How are you doing this evening?
I'm blessed and highly favored. How are you doing?
I'm the same, blessed and highly favored.
Okay, I apologize. I couldn't get on the radio the other night. So, you know, I had to go to the doctor yesterday. All is well. You know, God is on his throne. So,
amen.
I had to be still. Be still, just like my back kind of bothering me, but it's all as well. Yes. So, what was the subject tonight on?
Well, I've already spoke on, I did a devotional called, Loving the Church, okay, and we got a powerful Bible reading that Tony F. is going to do I believe it's going to be on Exodus chapter 11, okay? And we're working our way through the Old Testament, and we believe that everybody should get a chance to hear the Word of God, okay? Whether they get a chance to read it, at least they can hear it, okay?
Yes.
What do you think about that? Yeah.
That's what the Lord said. That's the word.
Amen.
That's word. Yes.
Yeah,
I went on for a few. I was going to get on for a few minutes and talk and listen for a minute and just listen to what's going on, and then I'll be on tomorrow with you.
Okay, that sounds great. Well, I'm going to bring Tony F. on, okay, to go ahead and read and where he left off last, because I believe he left off at Exodus chapter 9. Now he's going to chapter 11. Okay, here we go. Okay, all righty. Okay, here we go. So let me get here real quick. You sit back and listen and enjoy. Okay. Okay, let me bring it back up. Here we go.
Well, thank you. And let's see, where last time we left off, Moses, Aaron, and God were still terrorizing Pharaoh,
yeah.
Still trying to get what they wanted. And Pharaoh, he still wasn't having it. So today we're going to go with Exodus 11, Psalms 18, 48 through 50, Proverbs 6, 20, 22. And the Lord said to Moses, I will bring one more plague on Pharaoh and on Egypt. Afterward, he will let you go from here. When he lets you go, he will surely drive you out of here altogether. Speak now in the hearing of the people, and let every man ask from his neighbor and every woman from her neighbor articles of silver and articles of gold. And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. Moreover, the man Moses was very great in the land of Egypt, in the sight of Pharaoh's servants and in the sight of the people. Then Moses said, thus says the Lord, about midnight we'll go out into the midst of Egypt, and all the firstborn of the land shall die, from the firstborn of Pharaoh who sits on his throne, even to the firstborn of the female servant who is behind the handmill, and all the firstborn of the animals. Then there shall be a great outcry throughout all the land of Egypt, such as was not like it before, nor shall be like it again. But against none of the children of Israel shall a dog move its tongue, against man or beast, that you may know that the Lord does make a difference between the Egyptians and Israel. And all these your servants shall come down to me and bow to me, saying, get out, and all the people will follow you. After that, I will go out. Then he went out from Pharaoh in great anger. But the Lord said to Moses, Pharaoh will not heed you, so that my wonders may be multiplied in the land of Egypt. So Moses and Aaron did all these wonders before Pharaoh, and the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he did not let the children of Israel go out of his land. Now the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, This month shall be your beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak to all the congregation of Israel, saying, on the 10th of this month, every man shall take for himself a lamb according to the house of his father, a lamb for a household. And if the household is too small for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next to his house take it according to the number of the persons. According to each man's need, you shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. You may take it from the sheep or from the goats. Now you shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month. Then the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it at twilight. And they shall take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts and on the lintel of the houses where they eat it. Then they shall eat the flesh of that on that night, roasted in fire with unleavened bread and with bitter herbs they shall eat it. Do not eat it raw, nor boiled at all with water, but roast it in fire, its head with its legs and its entrails. You shall let none of it remain until morning, and what remains of it until morning you shall burn with fire. And thus you shall eat it, with a belt on your waist, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand. You shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt on that night, and I will strike all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast. And against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. Now the blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I shall pass over you. And the plague shall not be on you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. So this day shall be to you a memorial. And you shall keep it as a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. You shall keep it as a feast by an everlasting abundance. 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread. On the first day you shall remove leaven from your houses. For whoever eats leavened bread from the first day until the seventh day, that person shall be cut from Israel. On the first day there shall be a holy convocation, and on the seventh day there shall be a holy convocation for you. No manner of work shall be done on them, but that which everyone must eat, that only may be prepared by you. So you shall observe the feast of the unleavened bread. For on this same day I will have brought your enemies out of the land of Egypt, your armies out of the land of Egypt. Therefore you shall observe this day throughout your generations as an everlasting ordinance. In the first month, on the 14th day of the month at evening, you shall eat unleavened bread until the 21st day of the month at evening. For 7 days no leaven shall be found in your houses, since whoever eats what is leavened, that same person shall be cut off from the congregation of Israel, whether he is a stranger or a native of the land. You shall eat nothing leavened. In all your dwellings you shall eat unleavened bread. Then Moses called for the elders of Israel and said to them, pick out and take lambs for yourselves according to your families, and kill the Passover lamb. And you shall take a bunch of hyssop, dip it in the blood that is in the basin, and strike the lintel and the two doorposts with the blood that is in that basin. And none of you shall go out of the door of his house until morning. For the Lord will pass through to strike the Egyptians. And when he sees the blood on the lintel and on the two doorposts, the Lord will pass over the door and not allow the destroyer to come into your houses to strike you. And you shall observe this thing as an ordinance for you and your sons forever. It will come to pass when you come to the land which the Lord will give you, just as he promised, that you shall keep this service. And it shall be when your children say to you, what do you mean by this service? That you shall say, it is the Passover sacrifice of the Lord, who passed over the houses of the children of Israel in Egypt when he struck the Egyptians and delivered our households. So the people bowed their heads and worshipped. Then the children of Israel went away and did so, just as the Lord had commanded Moses and Aaron, so they did. And it came to pass at midnight that the Lord struck all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh who sat on his throne to the firstborn of the captive who was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of livestock. So Pharaoh rose in the night, he, all his servants, and all the Egyptians. And there was a great cry in Egypt, for there was not a house where there was not one dead. So that's where we're going to leave Moses this evening. Maybe Pharaoh got the message. Maybe he didn't. I guess it's for us to find out tomorrow night. Like I said, we want to share this with all of you so that you get a chance to know what's in the Bible. Let me next give you a word of worship from Psalms 18, 48, 50. He delivers me from my enemies. You also lift me up above those who rise against me. You have delivered me from the violent man. Therefore, I will give you thanks, O Lord, among the Gentiles, and sing praises to your name. Great deliverance he gives to his king and shows mercy to his anointed, to David and his descendants forevermore. We'll end the evening and my time with you with a word of wisdom, Proverbs 6:20-22. My son, keeps your father's command, and you do not forsake the law of your mother. Bind them continually upon your heart. Tie them around your neck. When you run, they will lead you. When you sleep, they will keep you. And when you awake, they will speak with you. Amen. So I'm going to turn you back over to Ken. I think he's doing a little better now.
Yeah.
And I'll talk to you in just a bit.
Amen. Amen. You read
before
that.
Before you ended, was that I read it with such passion. We all thank you for that. But in the chat room, they're tired of hearing it. But thank you.
Okay. Well, that's great. I'm glad they're tired of hearing it in the chat room, but I'm going to keep saying it. You read that with such passion, and I enjoyed every minute of it. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. All right. And I hope Sister Wanda did as well. Okay. Okay, let's bring back Sister Wanda has dropped off. I don't know what happened to her, but maybe we'll find out, okay? We're going to play some more music here, okay, to keep this new format of me going. I've got the Christian Underground, something that's relatively new. I've never played before.
It's been some really great music you've been playing tonight.
Yes, I'm shocked, okay? So I'm going to continue on with this Christian Underground, and I hope you will enjoy it as well. So here we go.
Cause I'm sitting here singing, I know there's someone saying, we can't give up, no. Please tell me where we went wrong. We gotta get back to the heart of a Savior. Feeling like we lost our direction. Feeling like we live living but lost our perspective. How we gonna claim that we living for the heart of God when in reality we disconnected? No reflection, hidden tension. Love dispersed, can't forget it. We can't be selected. One falls down, we all affected because we all connected, yeah. We can't give up, no.
Amen.
Peace until we meet again. Same godly time, same godly hour.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, I'm going to close this out with a song, okay? There we go.